After watching the Cosmic Voyage movie that Tony showed in class earlier in lecture, I wanted to do a little bit of background check on this movie and see what it was actually all about. And one interesting fact I found about this movie, it was actually a NASA-sponsored film, so it gives this movie more credibility. One thing I really liked about this film was it actually talked about the Big Bang Theory. And prior to watching this movie, I actually didn't really have a really good concept about what the Big Bang Theory was. And after taking this class and also my History 100 class, which is World History, it also talked about the Big Bang Theory. It actually sparked an interest in what I wanted to know what this theory was all about. And after watching this movie, it showed me through graphics, I'm a very visual learner, about what it was all about. And actually what I learned from it was that the Big Bang Theory was basically a theory based on how the universe was created. Another thing that I liked about this movie is I like how it started out in Venice, where I think the discovery of the telescope was created there. And as the film goes on, it uses these 1 meter hoops as reference points to continue the movie. And as the movie gradually goes on, the hoop goes larger by powers of 10 until we can actually see the whole universe. And after we see the whole universe, the journey goes in the opposite direction and goes by smaller powers of 10 until we're actually get to see the inside of subatomic particles. And I really like this concept because it goes from showing how the world can be really little to extremely large, and I like how it goes backward from being extremely large to being so little as a subatomic particle. Another thing that I really liked about this movie was how it included a variety of scientific theories that are being taught today in classrooms at school. It teaches about the Big Bang Theory, about the universe, about the redshift, and about the Doppler effect. And it does this while visualizing it on film. I know for me, I'm a visual learner, and to see these concepts put to pictures, it really reinforces the theories in my head, and it helps me visualize it, and it actually helps me understand it. I know that if I read these theories in a textbook, it actually makes it a little bit more complicated. So just seeing these theories put to images, it's really helpful, and that's what one aspect I really like about the film. Another thing that makes this movie really interesting is I liked how the narrator kind of takes you through a guided tour of the universe. He kind of narrates your way through the cosmos and the solar system and the universe and all the different aspects and things surrounding the solar system and the cosmos. I also like how the film takes a look at the nature of black holes and exploding supernovas. I found that really interesting, and I liked how they showed the exploding supernovas through the computer animations and the graphics that they had on there, and I liked how he explained it. And just sparked an interest in a lot of different subjects that they touched upon, such as, like I said, the supernovas and the black holes. It's something that I've never really learned about before, and just seeing it on film was really interesting, and that's one thing I really liked about it also. Overall, I thought this was a really good movie. It was educational. It wasn't that long. It was only about 40 minutes. And there wasn't a part that was actually really boring. If the narrator was boring, there were always the animations to help you keep you interested in watching this movie. Overall, I thought it was really good, and I'm actually glad that Tony showed this film in class. It was really good.